The Gemara on the bottom of Yud Amud Aleph, going to Yud Amud Beis, tells us some very unique stories regarding the special relationship between Rebbe and Antoninus. And so one of those stories on Yud Amud Beis tells us about the problem that Antoninus had with his daughter. Hava lehai brata d'shma gira ka'avda yisura. That his daughter Gira had violated a certain isser, so he needed advice from Rebbe about what to do. He wanted to avoid public scandal. So shadar le gargira. So very secretly, he sent her an herb, a gargira. And shadar le kus barta. And as a response, Rebbe sent back a coriander, which was interpreted to mean that he should kill his daughter for what she did. Shadar le karte. And then Antoninus sent back a leek, that saying this will cut off all my lineage if she dies, I don't have any of the descendants. So shalach lechasa, and Rebbe sent lettuce saying to be chas, to be merciful on her. So Tosos over here doesn't necessarily find that this is how the story should be interpreted based on Rashi, that Rebbe was of the opinion to kill the daughter. So says Tosos, Tiramaschal Shadar. The Pesach Kuntras Kasha. It's difficult, according to what Rashi is saying. Why would Rebbe originally think to kill his daughter? And certainly you see that it's hard to say that Rebbe was suggesting to kill the daughter, since in the end he retracts the statement and says, no, don't kill her, that you should spare her. So therefore, I think that the Peirush of the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Aruch is correct. Shadalei gargira klomar nefa gira hanoef v'noefes targum yishoan migeira v'girasa. So perhaps gira was not referenced to her name, but rather was the gargira was indicating that the daughter did something that was gira, which is a lashon of geira v'girasa, meaning the adulter and the adulteress, and she committed adultery. So shadalei kusbarta. And when Rebbe sent back to Kusparta, so he was not saying to kill her. Rather, it was al kolana v'olchena b'seser, to cover up and then to rebuke her privately, but to spare embarrassment. Lo haven masha shalach lo. And obviously, Antoninus didn't understand this message. He thought it meant to kill her. V'haya savar shamar shacho habad. He thought it meant to kill the daughter. V'shadar le, so he sent back a karsi klomar v'chititin li'etza sheikareish zari. Right, so at that point, that's where the Gemara comes in to say, Antoninus said, I should kill my daughter, it's my only child. And Rebbe saying, I meant that you should have mercy on her, you should handle this matter privately, you should rebuke her privately, and so that no one should find out what's going on, but certainly not to kill her. Next Tosos, the Devar Maschil Chad Katal, is also a very interesting one. How Antoninus would go very secretly through a cave to go visit Rebbe, and he would take these guards with him, and he would kill these guards so they don't know about it. So, pretty obvious question. Tosus points out, "Vim tomar v'lo shfichas damim hu misheva mitzvos." How can he have killed these guys? It's still one of the seven mitzvos in Enoch. You can't commit murder. Afilu Yisrael aser dehatanya ha'ovdei chavim v'roi behim adaka lo hayu malin v'lo marin. Even for a Jew to kill a non-Jew is a problem. As it says in the Brisa, that regarding a Oved Kochavim or a shepherd, that maybe a Jew does not have to go out of his way to save them, but he certainly cannot kill them either. So how could Antoninus possibly have killed his guards? So v'yish lomer shaya yare pen yodiu hadavar al hasarim v'hayu gormin lahargu v'amrinan imba lahargacha hashkim lahargo. So maybe Tosos is saying that Antoninus was acting in a sort of self-defense. He knew that should the Roman officers find out what was going on, it would be an inevitable death for him. He would definitely be killed. And so if someone's going to kill him, he's going to preempt and kill them first. So he was allowed to do that to save his own life. Odi Shlomo, another answer we can give. Shaya borer haminim v'hamasoros davagav de'in minim be'omos le'inyan kabals korban mi'adam le'inyan harada ika. Maybe Antoninus was careful to handpick the guards who were heretics or Mosrim. They would hand over the Jews to the government. So even though regarding a heretic, that's a non-Jew, that's not really relevant to us. He's not really talking about a Jewish heretic, we're talking about a non-Jewish heretic. So regarding Karbanos, that's not an issue, which is mentioned in Chulin. But regarding killing, so that's still an issue. And the proof of this is from the Gemara Nechulin, which is discussing who is fit to do Shechita and who's not fit to do Shechita. And the Gemara mentions the case of a Jew who is a heretic or an idolater, a non-Jew. And it says, we forbid the Shechita of such people. Certainly Yisrael, who is committing adultery, and all the more so a Ovid Kochavim himself. And then the Gemara says, but we don't, maybe we shouldn't push him into pit if the opportunity arises, presents itself. And then the Gemara says, no, we actually would push a Yisrael into the pit who's serving idols, and certainly the Nachri priest himself who's serving idols. And the next Tosfos, Amar Le'im Kain Le'im Le'hai Deha Kaya Bava, is really not having to do with the actual Gemara, but Tosfos over here cites a very interesting story about Antoninus and how he became to be someone who was a righteous individual. And so Tosfos tells us as follows, Amrinan b'midrash chalav mitamei chalav mitayr, that you have milk that is both impure and pure. Kishinol Rebbe gazru shalo limol v'avi v'imo moluhu. So when Rebbe was born, there was a decree that boys should not be given brismila, and Rebbe's father and mother went ahead and gave him brismila anyway. Shalach kesar v'evi l'Rebbe v'imo lefanav v'achlivaso imo b'antoninus v'nikaso ad sheheviaso lefnei kesar. And so the Caesar had sent for Rebbe and for his parents. And at that point, Rebbe's mother made a swap. She switched Rebbe with the baby Antoninus, and she nursed Antoninus and brought him to the Caesar. Umatzau arel pitrum l'shalom v'amar osan hegmon ani reisi shemalo azeh ela hakash baruch osalam nisim b'chol esu v'atlo hagzera. And the Caesar saw that the baby did not have a bris, let her go home. And then the person who had informed them said, but I saw this baby had a bris mila. It must be that Hashem does miracles. And at that point, the gzera was nullified. And Yushalmi says that Antinus would end up learning Torah, converting, and giving himself a bris mila.